I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. How delighted I am to pray with you. This is our closeout for the first week of November, and prayer has been amazing. My God, prayer has been powerful. You know me, you know it's powerful when people are telling you, I can't get on the line. That's spiritual warfare. Remember, the devil is the prince of the power of the air. When the devil is hindering people from getting on the line and all kind of unnecessary warfare is coming, that's proof that good things are happening and God is up to something good and powerful in the life of his people. Are you listening to me? So I want to say to you today, something good is happening. Doors are swinging open. Chains, amen, are breaking. Walls are crumbling down. How do I know that? Because that's what happens when the people of God begin to pray. You are righteous, aren't you? How you know you're righteous? Because of what Jesus did at Calvary. He gave you his righteousness. And as a result, there's a scripture that says the persistent, the effectual, come on here, fervent prayer of a righteous man. There's a show used to come on years ago. A young lady would say, Dear Ashley, that's me on all that. I believe that she used to come on when I was younger. Well, listen, the effectual birthday of the righteous. That's me. Glory to God. It availeth much. I believe that. I know that. When I pray, heaven hears me. When I call on God, heaven hears me. And a lot of times, that's what I start my prayer off with. Father, I thank you that I know that you hear me when I pray. I thank you that you are a man of your word. You do what you say. And guess what he doesn't do? He doesn't tell any lies. I am so excited about prayer and intercession this evening. I was just so full this morning, full of the presence of God, full of the power of God, full of the anointing, just full of God. And I say it like that. I was just so full of God, just nothing like the presence of God and the Spirit of God intervening and interrupting your prayer and intercession. But it's time for prayer. Amen. It's time to make some decrees. It's time to decree some things and know that when you decree it, it shall be established. Now listen, get your phone out right now and go ahead and set your alarm for Monday. Not for tomorrow, because you'll find yourself on the prayer line at 6 o'clock tomorrow and it's just be you and the Holy Ghost, which isn't bad. That's a wonderful partner. But set your alarm now for Monday morning at 6 o'clock, 6 till 6 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Go ahead and set your alarm for that time of prayer and that time of intercession. And let's believe God for the miraculous. Let's believe that doors are swinging open, chains are breaking, again, as I said, and that walls are tumbling down. The Bible declares that God is looking for a man to show himself what? Strong on behalf of. And guess what my prayer is? Lord, let it be me. Amen. If you're looking for someone to show out for and show out in, show out in me. Do a new thing in me. Arrest me. Change me. Deliver me. Set me free. Bring deliverance to my family. That's the kind of God we serve that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Now, we understand the power of prayer. You that have been on here for any length of time, you understand the power of prayer because I talk about it all the time. God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. God can do nothing on earth without human intervention or human invitation. Why can't God do something? Well, I'm going to almost say God won't do something. See, without man, God will not, but without God, man cannot. So I'm going to say that God won't. Well, why won't he? Because he's a God of laws. He's a God of order. He's a God of systems. And the system that he set up in Genesis 1 is he gave man dominion over the earth. Well, the minute God set up that system of man having dominion over the earth, at that very moment, it became a man's world. And if it is anything that's going to take place on earth, he needs a man. So that's why he used Adam. And that's why when Adam messed up, he used Noah. And when Noah messed up, he used Abraham. And all of these men, Moses and Noah and all of the prophets, Obadiah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, because whenever God has a plan, he raises up a man. But all of the men with the plan, all of the men that he was using to fulfill his plan were messed up. And God wanted to redeem man. So guess what God did? He came on earth himself. But what did he come as? He didn't come as a bat. He didn't come as a cat. Amen. He didn't come as a bird. He came as a man. Because man is the one who has dominion over the earth. And because man has dominion over the earth, God won't do nothing on earth until a man invites him. God will do nothing on earth until somebody prays, until somebody intercedes, until somebody calls, hallelujah, on the name of the Lord. Well, guess what? That's what we're doing today. Now, there are secrets in the spirit. There are things that you can learn through prayer and intercession, things that work for you. Amen. One thing that I've learned is when I need certain breakthroughs, amen, I learn how to get prostrate on the floor. There are certain techniques and things in the spirit that you learn. And one thing that I've learned is that there are elements and things that can work with you or can work against you. And of course, we saw that when Joshua commanded the sun to stand still in order to win the battle. What do you mean? He had to speak to that star, which is the sun, and had the sun to be still to help him win. And witches and warlocks understand sun, moon, and stars. And our dear brother David prayed and interceded. And guess what he said? The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. That means that the sun can be used against you and the moon can be used against you. Well, when I found that, I also understand through intercession, through prayer, that things that you want to happen in your life, amen, when the sun is going up, that's when you pray those things. Things that you want to go away from you, you pray when the sun is going down. Well, we're in the evening time, and the sun is going down. And because the sun is going down or has went down, we're going to pray. And we're going to move away everything that's not like God. It has to leave our presence. Do you understand that? Hala, Bashe, Yeba, Kula. Oba-ba-ba-ba-ba-shata. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray and we're going to believe God. And we know that God is going to hear us when we pray because we are the righteous. All right. One thing that I want us to break loose from is the spirit of backwardness. We're going to pray against backwardness, going back. Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press. I'm going to come against that stronghold that wants to reset you, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. And that besetting is a resetting. It's a stronghold that always wants you to end up backwards. You go forward, but you're backwards. You're delivered for 3 months, but then you're back. You're set free in your emotions for 3 weeks, and then you go backwards. And you don't understand. It's a trap of the enemy to keep your life always going in a cycle and going through the same thing over and over again. You experience liberty, and then you go right back into that bondage. You experience breakthrough, And then you go right back into that bondage. All right? So we're going to pray and we're going to believe God. And we're going to call on the name of the Lord and we're going to break the back of the enemy. And we're going to decree that that spirit of backwardness be dismantled off of your life today. Are you listening to me? We're going to break that thing. You are not going to keep going backwards in your finances, backwards in your anointing, backwards in your emotions, backwards in your soul. I loose myself from that. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. I loose myself. Say it again. I loose myself from the spirit of backwardness. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that I will not go backwards. I will not live backwards. I will not walk backwards. I will not live a life backward. I thank you that forward progression is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I loose myself from backwardness. I loose my children. I loose my ministry. I loose my family. I loose my destiny, my destiny, my legacy, and my future. I loose myself from the spirit of backwardness, and I declare that every curse of backwardness that was sent to this month, I command that curse to be broken, to be dismantled in the name of Jesus. I declare in Jesus' name that my November, hallelujah, will not look like October. My October will not look like September. But I thank you that I'm going forward. And I declare that whatever I have programmed into the month of November and programmed into my life, that is what I will see and that is what I will walk in. I cancel backwardness. I destroy backwardness. I loose myself from backwardness. I loose my emotions from backwardness. I loose Okobo Soto Bosha. I loose my dreams from backwardness. I loose my finances from backwardness. I thank you today that when I pray, things are changing. When I pray, things are turning. As I pray, things are moving. And I thank you that I'm going forward. I thank you for supernatural speed, for uncommon speed. I thank you that there shall be a restoration of all things, whatever I have lost. I thank you that you will restore the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locusts have eaten away. I thank you that I'm redeeming the time. Whatever time was lost as a result of my backwardness, whatever time I missed as a result of me going back, I thank you that this month I will receive redemption of the time. I thank you that my time is redeemed. I thank you. Lift your voice and pray. Mokosha, Yenkeme, Milobosha, Lemandelebe Kotoya, Yabibi Osukula Lamanda. Hambi bibi enkele mandolosha, shata labanye, yebi ekabo kabo selabondili miaya, handalala bohosha. I thank you that I'm free. Hey, from every stronghold of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the power of the highest is overshadowing me right now in the name of Jesus. Go by, shandele, ilalelele bandolo bokotaya, yambe. Hey, Mata. Hey, Mikabosha. Hey, Mendelebe. Makataya. Yankatanama. Ilalababandelebe Kobo. Robokusha. Lemandelebe. Ilalabandolobokotaya. Mikabosha. Yandelebe Ketaya. Haya. 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 Akosha. Haya. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Loose yourself from that backwardness. Loose yourself from that stronghold of backwardness. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. Loose yourself from backwardness. In the name of Jesus. Obashate. Mbebe. Salamandia. We're going to pray one more prayer. We're going to pray one more prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to pray one more prayer, and we're going to pray it with power. I said we're going to pray one more prayer, and we're going to pray it with power. I said, we're going to pray one more prayer, and we're going to pray it with power. We're going to come against every assignment of the enemy to make your life hard. Every assignment of the enemy to make your life hard, your church, your ministry hard, your business hard, your relationships hard. Every stronghold of the enemy that wants to complicate your life and complicate your future and complicate things and people, relationships that you know should not be so hard, friendships that you know should not be so hard, opportunities that should not be so hard. The way of the transgressor is hard, but God said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. One thing that I thought was so profound, and I'm just saying this in the infants of relationships and friendships and divine connections, Medina Pullins was saying that one time the enemy tried to make them feel like their marriage in its infancy was not of God because they was experiencing so much warfare. But then she said, no, this marriage is supposed to be together because it is experiencing warfare. And sometimes the enemy will cause you to be exhausted and so overwhelmed with what you're going through and what you're experiencing and the things that are happening, even in ministry. I remember when God told me to start KCC, I started running into some demonic traffic. Am I making sense? I started running into some demonic opposition of the church down there in St. Mary's. And then you begin to question, Lord, is it what you really called me to do? Am I doing what's right? But it's an attack of the enemy to complicate your life and to make things so hard that you begin to doubt. Amen. You begin to doubt whether you're doing what God told you to do. But in the name of Jesus, we're going to break these complications. Raise your right hand. In the name of Jesus, I arrest every complication in my life. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, tonight I arrest complication. I arrest difficulty. I arrest spirits on assignment because I am the chosen one of my family. Spirits that are on assignment because I'm my mother's son, because I'm my father's son. Father, any spirit on assignment because I am the one who saved and delivered. I'm the Joseph of the family. Any complication in my marriage, any complication in my finances, any complication in my business, in my relationship, concerning my destiny that wants to cause difficulty, to make everything a battle, to make everything a fight, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I arrest it. I arrest every complication. I destroy every complication. And in the name of Jesus, I come against every attack against my life because of who I am, because of my assignment, because of what I'm chosen to do, because of who I'm chosen to deliver, because of who I'm chosen to bless. Every assignment of difficulty, every stronghold of complication sent against KCC that wants it to be a struggle to pastor and a struggle to lead God's people and a struggle to flow, I arrest every complication. I arrest every complication, and I repeal that curse, and I abolish that sentence. I abolish that sentence. I abolish that decree, and I overturn it. Oh, there it is. Come on, pray. I felt it. I overturn it. I overturn that attack because of who you belong to. I overturn that attack because of your divine connection and the favor that rests upon your life. I overturn those connections. The Bible declares that because of who Joseph was, his brothers desired to hurt him because he was a dreamer. They loved him, but they could not handle his assignment. And because of his assignment, they hated him. They envied him in the name of Jesus. Any sibling that the enemy has provoked to hurt me spiritually and naturally, any sibling that's been poisoned by their parents, any sibling that's been poisoned by the enemy to see my demise, I arrest that in the name of Jesus. And I declare that every stronghold of difficulty be sentenced. I sentence every demon of difficulty. I arrest every stronghold of difficulty. My life is easy. My life is blessed. My yoke is easy. My burden is lighter. I do not have difficulty. I don't have difficulty walking. I don't have difficulty talking. I don't have difficulty going up. I don't have difficulty in nothing. I am blessed. My month is blessed. My week is blessed. No difficulty this weekend. I speak to the weekend and command no difficulty. I speak to the weekend and curse difficulty. I cancel every attack against my travel, every attack that wants me to have difficulty in traveling from Jacksonville to Charlotte every weekend. I cancel that. I arrest complications. I arrest delays. I arrest complications and I arrest delays. I arrest complications and I arrest delays. And I declare there will be no difficulty. There will be no complication. There will be no delay. Hey, hey, hey. Maye, Maki, Ikabo, Utanai, Idalabasha. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Obo so, obo sobo kobosha. Ibi andelebe, ilalalalabashata. Yeah. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Now, you don't just pray these prayers with me. You make these prayers a part of your life and take these prayers, all that we prayed all week. I prayed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You have Saturday and Sunday to break these prayers up, to decree them, to declare them. Amen. Knowing that you will have, not what they say, but you will have what you say. Speak it with authority. Excuse me. Speak with authority over your life. Over your destiny, over your future. We're going back at it Monday morning, but then we're going to have some fuel behind us because we're going to start prayer on Monday. And at that time, we'll actually be starting our fast at 6 o'clock that morning. And I want to challenge every person to be committed to this consecration. Most of you will play, but there's somebody who's going to be committed, going to follow the direction, and we're going to do this thing right so we can get everything that God wants us to have. I love you so much. I'm praying for you on a continual basis. Pray for me. I'll be in Houston tomorrow, Jacksonville Sunday morning, Charlotte Sunday at 3. Amen. There's no better place to be than KCC this weekend as God does something so powerful and charges us for the days ahead and the time of intercession. This weekend, KCC, I'm telling you, eat, eat, eat. Amen. Eat you some good food this weekend. Eat you some good food. You in Charlotte, go to the restaurant, please, and eat. Go to Lambert's. And listen, you need to get you a sausage, bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning time. It's excellent, okay? You do a sausage, bacon, egg, and cheese from Lambert's in the morning on a croissant. I think I'm going to try it on a bagel and see how that tastes. And then I want you to later get you some food from the kitchen. It'll be a whole bunch of food. Barbecue chicken, baked turkey, fried chicken, baked chicken. Amen. Mac and cheese, greens, cream corn, cobblers, and all kind of stuff. Just going to have an awesome time in the Lord. And so grateful for what the Lord is doing. You are blessed. You are favored. You're anointed. And I look forward to seeing you this weekend as we start our time of consecration. You are blessed. More grace.